USA News update. The State Department says the full fallout over the mercenary rebellion in Russia remains to be seen. Spokesman Matthew Miller said today it is a significant step to see Russian President Vladimir Putin's leadership directly challenged. The White House is rolling out funding to boost internet connectivity across the country.
Connect everyone in America to high-speed internet. By an affordable high-speed internet by 2030.
Today, President Biden announced more than $40 billion to expand high-speed internet access. A parents group in New Jersey is accusing State Attorney General Matt Platkin of targeting them as he has filed lawsuits against local school districts that mandate informing parents about their child's preferred name, pronouns, and other accommodations. The parents argue that Platkin is infringing upon their right to stay informed about their children's well-being. John Schaefer, USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.